Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Ein Mefanin Mibayis Labayis. A person is not allowed to move from one house to another house in Chol HaMoed. A person is moving on Chol HaMoed, that's not the time. You can't move from one house to another. You can't move all your stuff from one house to another on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is because of Tircha. It's a Tircha to do that, and therefore it's a forbidden activity on Chol HaMoed. But you could clear the stuff out of your house and bring it to a chatzer. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. It says the Mishnah Vayter, Ein mevi'in kelim mebeis u'uman. If a person brought a kli to an uman, either he wanted the uman to make him the kli, he brought a kli to an uman to fix it, whatever the case is, if you did that before Yom Tov and now you want to bring it back home, you get the call on Chol HaMoed that it's ready for pickup, you're not allowed to pick it up on Chol HaMoed, assuming that the item is not being used l'tzarech HaMoed. If the item is not needed l'tzarech HaMoed, so then to pick it up would just be a tircha, that's shalo l'tzarech HaMoed, and therefore that would be aser. Obviously, if it's an item that's needed for the Yom Tov, for the Chol HaMoed, so then would be mutter out tzarech HaMoed. But assuming it's not an item that's needed l'tzarech HaMoed, so then ein mevi and kelim mebeis u'uman. However, says the Mishnah, im chayshish lahem, if you're chayshish for them, meaning you don't trust the uman, once you pay him, you're chayshish that maybe now he's gonna keep it. He's gonna deny the fact that you gave it to him, he's just gonna keep it. So if that's the case, you need to, after you pay him, you need to really take it from him. So then, mefanin l'chatzer acharas. You still can't bring it all the way home. You're allowed to take it away from the store, but you have to bring it to another chatzer, which means you bring it to the closest safe place. You're allowed to bring it to a safe place, but you have to just bring it to the closest safe place. You're not allowed to bring it all the way home. Now, says the Gemara, going on the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off that you're not allowed to move on Chol HaMoed. You can't go from one house to another. And then it said you could go from a house to a chatzer. So now, the Gemara assumes that that means even a faraway chatzer. It's a faraway chatzer. Why is it any better than going mibayis labayis? So ask the Gemara, v'amri reisha im mefanin klal. The reisha, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to be mefanin. Why does it make a difference if you go from a bias to another bias, or if you go from a bias to a chatzer? L'chayr, there should be an iser to be mefanin. Why, if you go to a chatzer, does that make it better? Amr Abaye, seifa asan, l'bayis shebechatzer. This might have been obvious to anyone who read the Mishnah, but Abaye explains that the seifa, meaning the Seifa of the Reisha of the Mishnah, which says that you're allowed to be Mefane L'chatzeroi, is talking about the Chatzer that's of your house. You're going from the house to that immediate Chatzer. That's very close. That's not a lot of Tircha. And that's Mataran Chol HaMoed. Ve'im Mevi'en Kelim Mebeis HaUman. We said you're not allowed to pick up Kelim from the Uman to bring it back home, because that's Tircha. And it's Shalom L'tzarech HaMoed. Now says the Gemara Amr of Papa, Rapapas relates that Badiklan Rava. Now Rava once tested us. Rava once tested us with the following stira. And he wanted to test us to see if we could know the terror, if we knew the answer to the stira. On the one hand, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah in Mesechas Ma'id Katan, it says, Ein Mevi'in Kelim Ebeis HaUman. Now you're not allowed to pick up Kelim from the Uman. Where Aminu, and Rava asked, are you have a stira from a Mishnah Msachim? The Mishnah Msachim says that Mailichin Umevian Kalim Ebeis HaUman. It says that you're allowed to bring, you're allowed to drop off Kalim by the Uman, and you're allowed to pick up Kalim from the Uman. And even if they're not needed on Chol HaMoed, and you're allowed to. So really, it's a double stira. The Gemara is going to emphasize this on Amud Beis, that really there's a two-way stira over here. First of all, our Mishnah said, Lahedya, that you're not allowed to be Mevi'in. And the Mishnah Msachim says, Lahedya, that you are allowed to be Mevi'in. You are allowed to pick it up. Another stira, which is less Mefurish, but our Mishnah is Mashma, that you definitely can't be Mailichet. There's no reason why you'd be allowed to drop off Kelim by the Uman. That would for sure be a Tircha Shol Tzarech. You can't pick up, for sure you can't drop off either. And the Mishnah Psachim says that you're allowed to be Mailich and Umavian. You could drop off and you could pick it up. So really it's a double stira. We have a stira within Mailichen and a stira within Mevian. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Teretz number one, says the Gemara, V'shaninan lei, but Papa's still saying over, that we answered him when Rava tested us with this stira, V'shaninan lei, so we answered Rava and we told him that kan ba'ar ba'asar, kan ba'chulo shal mayed. Now no, the two Mishnais are talking about two different halachis entirely. The Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about Yudal Nisan, Erev Pesach. on Erev Pesach, there's an Isser of Malacha, or a Minog maybe, to refrain from doing Malacha, but there's no Isser of Tircha, so that's why you're allowed to be Mailichin, you're allowed to be Mavian, even if it's not Letzarech HaMaye, because there's no Malacha involved, it's just Tircha. Tircha is not Asur on Erev Pesach, so that's why everything goes. However, the Mishnah in Mayit Katan is talking about Chol HaMayit, and on Chol HaMayit is an Isser of Tircha, so that's why you're not allowed to be Mailichin, and that's why you're not allowed to be Mavian. So this Teretz does a good job in answering up both Stiras, as opposed to, we'll see in a moment, the second Teretz. So as the Gemara second Teretz, Yibayisema, to answer the Stira between the two Mishnayos, says the Gemara, Yibayisema, Hava HaBechula Shal Mayit, we could say that both Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Mayit Katan, and the Mishnah Mitzachim are both talking about Chula Shal Mayit, and Kambe Maminai, Kambe She'inai Maminai. The Mishnah Mitzachim, which says that you're allowed to pick it up from the Uman, that's because you don't trust him. Since you don't trust him, so you're allowed to pick it up. The Mishnah Mayit Katan, which says that you're not allowed to pick it up, that's because it's talking about where you trust him anyway. Since you trust him, there's no reason to pick it up. But the Mishnah Mitzachim is talking about where you don't trust him, and that's why you're allowed to pick it up. Now, why would you be allowed to be Mailichin? Why would you be allowed to drop it off if we're talking about Chol HaMayit? And it's Shelo Letzarech HaMayit, so why would you be allowed to drop it off? The Gemara is going to ask that question soon. But first, the Gemara says, with regards to the stira of whether or not you're allowed to pick it up, so the Gemara says it's not a stira. In Mayit Katan, it says you're not allowed to pick it up. It's because you trust him. And the Mishnah Mitzachim, which says you're allowed to pick it up, is because you don't trust him. And the Gemara says, Va'atanya, it's just like that which we learned in the Braisa. This Va'atanya is Bnei Chusa. It means a raya. That we find this chilek of Mamina in the Mamina. It says, we learned in the Braisa, that Mevi and Kelim have Beis HaUman. Now you're allowed to pick up Kelim from the Uman, Kegoin Kan Beis HaKadr, like a pitcher from the Beis HaKadr, the one who makes pitchers, because that's Letzarech HaMayit. So that for sure, that's going to be Mutter, even if you do trust him, that's Mutter because you're picking it up, it's Tircha, but it's Letzarech HaMayit. So that's going to be completely Mutter. And also, V'kayis Mi Beis HaZavog, a cup from the Uman that makes cups, because that's also, that's Letzarech HaMayit. So that's for sure going to be fine. Avaloi Tzemer Mi Beis HaZavog, V'loi Kelim Mi Beis HaUman, but you're not allowed to pick up wool from the one who dyes it, from the Uman that dyes it, or Kalim from the Beis Uman, because these are Shalol Letzarech HaMayit, and being that we're talking about Kalim that are Shalol Letzarech HaMayit, and being that these are Shalol Letzarech HaMayit, you're not allowed to do the Tircha and pick it up. However, says the Braisa, before we get to the punchline, Vim Eilai Ma Yoichab, if let's say the Uman, he needs you to pick it up, because he wants you to pay for it right away, and he doesn't have what to eat, so then, so then you are allowed to pay him for completing the job, and then you still can't bring it all the way home, but you can leave it by him, pay for it, and then leave it by him. And this is the punchline, if you don't believe him, if you don't trust him, your chayshish is going to steal it, so then you could bring it to the closest house, somewhere that you trust, somewhere that you could rely on the fact that it won't get stolen. And if your chayish is even there, then maybe it will get stolen. So then you can even move it privately into your house. But the point is that you see from this braisa, lahedya, this chiluk of maminay and eina maminay. So that's the second teretz, the stira of the two mishnayos, the mishnah in Mayit Katan, and the mishnah in Psachim, whether or not you're allowed to pick up kalim from the base of Uman, it's talui if you're maminay or eina maminay. If you're maminay, so then don't pick it up. That's the mishnah in Mayit Katan. The mishnah in Psachim is talking about where it's maminay, where it's eina maminay rather, you don't trust him, and that's why you're allowed to pick it up. Now ask the Gemara, Taratz the Mevi'in. So that second Taratz, that answers the Stira with regards to Mevi'in, whether or not you're allowed to pick it up. Again, Mayit Katan says you can't, that you're not allowed to pick it up, it's because you trust him. And Psachim says you could pick it up because you don't trust him. But Mailich and Kasha, but if the Mishnah Psachim is still going to be Shver, the Stira about Mailichin. And really it's the Mishnah Psachim that's very Shver, because the Mishnah Psachim says that it's Mutter to bring it to the Beis HaUman, if we're talking about Chol HaMayit, So what's the heter over here? It's tircha shelo tzarech. If you don't trust him, then kol shekin, you shouldn't be bringing it to him. What's this heter of mailicha? The Katani, the Mishnah Mishachim says that aim of, and that doesn't seem like it fits with the Mishnah in Maikatan, the Katani, because our Mishnah said that aim of vian, the kol shekin, she'ain mailichin. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to pick it up, which would seem to imply that kol shekin, you can't even bring it. So, and the Mishnah Mishachim says you are allowed to bring it. So what, I said, what are we doing with that stira? Rather, it's more likely, it's more clear, like our original Teretz, that the Mishnah Mishachim is not discussing Cholamayit. That's the answer to the stira. The Mishnah Mishachim is discussing Yud Dalet B'Nisan. So that's why you could be Mailichan, and that's why you could be Mevian, because there's no Malacha involved. It's just Tircha. Tircha is Mutter on Yud Dalet Nisan, on Erev Pesach. As opposed to the Mishnah, Ma'ikatam, which is Mashma, you're not allowed to be Mailichan. You're not allowed to be Mevian. It's because it's discussing Cholamayit. It's Shalom L'tzarech HaMayit. It's Tircha Shalom L'tzarech. And that's why it's Aser. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Mechapen Esak Tziyos Bekash. The Tanakhama holds that you're allowed to take straw and use the straw to cover your dried figs. Even though it seems like there's tircha involved in doing this activity, afal pikein, it's letzarech hamayid, perhaps for davar avid, it might rain or ruin the straw. So you're allowed to take the straw, it might ruin the figs rather, so you're allowed to take the straw and cover the figs. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, however, Rabbi Yehuda's chaylek, Rabbi Yehuda says, af ma'abin, you don't just have to be mechapin, you could even be ma'abin. What does ma'abin mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Meicher Peirais Ksois V'Kelim, a person who sells fruits, clothing, and other kelim, he's Meicher Betzina. On Cholamayim, when he sells these things, so he has to sell it Betzina. And the reason, the Rishayim explain, is because the derech of an Uman was to sell these things in bulk. People don't just buy fruit for the next day. Fruit tend to last for a longer period of time. And people would buy a large amount of fruit. They buy a large amount of clothing and a large amount of kelim all together. So when someone is selling these items on Cholamayim, it might look to someone like he's selling it shelo letzarech hamayid. That would be aser. You can't sell something shelo letzarech hamayid. You're allowed to sell it if it's letzarech hamayid. You're not allowed to sell it if it's shelo letzarech hamayid. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Chazal said, that even though the Meicher Peiros Ksus Ukelim, he's allowed to sell things on Cholamayit, because he's doing it Letzarech HaMayit, since it doesn't look so good, it looks like it's Shlo Letzarech HaMayit, so therefore he has to do so Betzina, he has to sell everything in private. Meicher Betzina Letzarech HaMayit, obviously it has to be Letzarech HaMayit, but even on top of that, he has to do it Betzina. And similarly, says the Mishnah, Hatzayadin Vahadashoyshes Vahagroyshes, these trappers, someone who traps animals and then he sells it, or a person who he grinds grains, or he threshes beans, or so all these people, and then they sell it, so they're eisen mitzina letzarech hamayit. They have to do their malacha privately letzarech hamayit. Again, they do typically things in bulk because they're selling. So they're not gonna thresh, you know, just a little bit of grain or a little bit of beans. They're gonna be doing a lot at a time, and they're hoping a lot of people will come buy from them. Everything will be sold letzarech hamayit. But being that they're doing things in such bulk, so they have to do it mitzina, so that it shouldn't, because it could really, it looks bad. It looks like it's shelo letzarech hamayit. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer Hemech Miru Al Atman. Rabbi Yaisi says that they're machmer on themselves, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means. So first, now going back to the Reish of the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said that you're allowed to be mechapin the figs with straw, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you're even allowed to be ma'abin. So what's mechapin, what's ma'abin? Says the Gemara, Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba of Rabbi Asi. Utarvayu mishmei dechizki Rabbi Yechanan. There's a machlokes of Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Asi, and both of them say that it's the shita of chizkiya in Rabbi Yechanan. That Chan Amar mechapin is a klushe, and ma'abin is a smuche. One of them said that mechapin means to do a thin layer of straw, and ma'abin means to do a thick layer of straw. So the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is whether or not you're allowed to do a thick layer. Rabbi Yehuda says you can even do a thick layer, and the Tanakam said, nah, presumably because that's too much tircha, you're only allowed to do a thin layer. not a thick layer. V'chana amar, the other one said that no, mechapin is bein aklushi bein asmuche. To be mechapin means whether you're doing a thin layer or a thick layer, that's both included in mechapin, and the Tanakama holds that it's mutter. Ma'abin is oise oisei kimin kri. That ma'abin means that you make it mamish like a pile. It's not just that it's a thick layer, it's that you make it all into like a huge pile. That already the Tanakama holds as a problem because of tircha, and Rabbi Yehuda says that even that is going to be mutter. And Tanina, we learned in the Braisa as well, like this second shita. It says in the Braisa that Ma'abin Oisa Oisa Kimin Kri, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It says straight out that Ma'abin means to make it like a pile. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the Machlaikis on the common Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not you're allowed to do it in a pile, whether or not that's considered too much tircha. We mentioned in the Mishnah that Maichri Peiris Ksusu Kela Maichri Bitzina. And then we mentioned that Rabbi Yaisi says that Heimech Miru Al Atzman, that they were machmer on themselves. So the Gemara says that we have two ways to understand this line from Rabbi Yaisi, that he mechmiru al atzman. And says the Gemara addresses it as a shayla. That Yibayluhu, they asked the shayla, they asked the following shayla on how to understand Rabbi Yaisi's statement. Does he mean he nechmiru al atzman d'lay havu avdei klau? Does Rabbi Yaisi mean that even though it's true, maker a din, you're allowed to be Isaac in these businesses, but you have to do it b'tzina, you have to do it privately? Comes Rabbi Yaisi and he says that they're machmer themselves. No, they nowadays they don't even do it at all. They don't sell even b'tzina. They don't do these malachos of tzeda and deshoishos and greisos. They don't even do it b'tzina. Idilmer, or perhaps what Rabbi Yaisi means to say is really he's coming to be meiko. He's coming to say dahavu avdei betzina, that they're machmer on themselves to do a betzina. Really, meiker adin, they're allowed to do all these activities even in public. It's heinech miru al atzman, they're machmer on themselves to do a betzina, and this is all just considered a chumrah. This is not like a takanas chazal. This is just a chumrah that they do a betzina. Really, meiker adin, they're allowed to do it even in public. So which one is it? How do we understand Rabbi Yaisi? Was he saying a chumrah, that they're machmer on themselves, and they don't sell, they don't do these malachis at all? Or was he saying a kula, that really meikar adin, it's mutter even in public, and it's a chumrah that they don't do it in private? Says the Gemara Tashma, we have a raya from a braisa, which it really just says over the din of our Mishnah, but it's a little bit more lengthy, and we'll see from the braisa what Rabbi Yaisi meant to say. The braisa says like this, that meikar peiris ksus ukelim, Meichrim b'tzina l'tzarech hamayit. So this is the same as the Tanakam in our Mishnah, that those who sell fruit, clothing, or kelim, so they have to do it b'tzina, and obviously l'tzarech hamayit. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer comes along Rabbi Yaisi, and he says that Tagrei Tveria, the merchants of Tveria, heinechmiru al atzman, shelo yehu meichrim kol ikar, that they're machmer on themselves, they're not even, they don't sell at all. So you see that Rabbi Yaisi was coming to say a chumrah, that they're machmer, like the first side of the Gemara, that they're machmer on themselves, that they don't do these malachis at all. And also says the Braisa, says the Tanakama, says the Chachamim, that those who trap animals, birds, or fish, they're tzadin b'tzina l'tzarech hamayit. They're allowed to do so b'tzina, and obviously only if they're doing it to sell it l'tzarech hamayit. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, tzadi akoy, heinechmiru al atzman shloyu tzadin kol ikar. That the trappers of Akai, who lived by the shore, so they were Isaac in these things, even with fish, so they were machmer on themselves, that they didn't trap at all, they didn't do any of these things, even Betzina. And similarly, Dashoishoi, Chilka, Targis, Vitisni, those that would be Isaac and threshing the different grains, like Chilka, Targis, and Tisni, we'll see what these things mean in a moment. So they're Daishin, Vitsina, Litzarech, Hamayid, so they're allowed to thresh these things as long as they do so Vitsina, and obviously only if it's Litzarech, Hamayid. And Rabbi Yaisi Aimer again, that Dashoishoi, Tzipairi, Hinechmiru al Atzman, Shloyu, Daishin, Kolikr, that those who threshed and Tzipairi, they were machmer themselves not to thresh at all, even Betzina. So again, you see that Rabbi Yaisi was coming to say a chumrah, that even though you're right, the Takanas Chazal was just that they have to do it Betzina, but Lamaisa Tzmutter, Hinechmiru al Atzman, that they don't do these activities at all. Now, what exactly is Chilka, Targis, Tisni? Says the Gemara Amar Abaye, that Chilka is Chadalatarte. Chilka is when you cut a piece of grain into two pieces. Targis is chadu l'tlas, is when you cut it into three pieces. And tisni is chadu l'arba, is when you cut it into four pieces. Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said, Amar, he said that no, chilka is kunta. It's a type of grain. Rashi says it's referring to spelt. That chilka is kunta. Chilka is a reference to spelt. Now ask the Gemara Meisvet. We learned in the Braisa. It says that chilka, targis, v'tisni, temein b'chol makay. It says in the Mishnah, it says in the Braisa, that chilka, targis, v'tisni, are temein b'chol makay. Anytime chilka, targis, or tisni come in contact with tumah, let's say it touches a sheretz, so they're mekabel tumah, they become tamei. Now there's a prerequisite for something, for food, to become tamei, is that it has to be wet. It has to be hukshar lekabel tumah. So now, the Braisa seems to be assuming that Chilka, Targis, and Tisni are always wet. They're always Hokshul Kabel Tumah. They're wet. And Mamela, they're Tamei and B'chol Malkim anytime they touch Tumah. So they become Tamei because they're wet. So now Bishlam, Alamad, Amar, Chadu, Latarte, Latlas, Arba. So Bishlam, according to the first man, Amar, that chilka, targis utisne, refers to a piece of wheat that's cut into two, three, or four pieces, mishamachi tamei b'chol makim. So then I understand that they're always going to be tamei when they come in contact with tumah, the iskasher, because of course they're hukshul kabel tumah. The way you chop it up into such fine and small pieces is by making it wet. So it makes sense that the Braisa says that these things are always makabel tumah because they're always going to be wet. Al-Lamanda Amar Kunta, but according to the Manda Amar who says that Chilka refers to spelt, so am I Tamei B'chol Malkim? So why do we assume that Kunta is always Tamei? Why do we assume that it's Tamei B'chol Malkim? Who says it was over? Halai Iskashur. It wasn't Hukshul Kabel Tumah. Not every piece of spelt was Hukshul Kabel Tumah. So why is it Tamei B'chol Malkim? Says the Gemara, Kagoyim de Mekalfan, because we're talking about peeled spelt. And peeled spelt, the lav de sharulu b'maya, if not for the fact that they dunked it into water, lo yihava mikalfa, it wouldn't be able to be peeled. So from the fact that we're talking about peeled spelt, it must be it was wet, and that's why the Braisa says it's temein b'chol makim, because obviously it was hukshul lekabel tumah, obviously it became wet. Now it says the Gemara v'may kari lechilka, so meaning the way Rashi and the Ksav Yad explains is that bishlama, if you say that chilka is when you cut a piece of wheat into two pieces, you cut a grain into two pieces, so chilka, the word chilka would make a lot of sense. It's a chilek, you make it into chalakim, you make it into parts, you part it. But if you say that chilka refers to peeled spelt, so why is it called chilka? Says the Gemara, the shako chilkayu, because you took its peel, you took its smooth part, you made it smooth. The shako chilkayu, you took off the peel and you made it smooth. That's why it's called chalak, which is a lashon of smooth. Now, ask the Gemara meisvei. We have a kasha from a braisa. The braisa says hanayder min adagon. He's aser af bepola mitzri yavish. A person makes a neder, he's not going to eat any grains. So the halacha is that he's aser to eat poel ha-mitzri yavish. He's not allowed to eat dry poel ha-mitzri because people refer to that as a grain. Umutter balach, but if it's moist, so that would be mutter. Umutter ba'ayrez, he's allowed to eat rice, assuming rice, like the man d'amar, that rice is not considered a grain. Bechilka v'targis utisni, and he's allowed to eat chilka targis utisni. So now, bishlam alaman d'amar chadul atarti chadul atlas chadul arbo, I understand, lefid the man d'amar, that chilka targis utisni refers to cutting a piece of grain into small pieces. So then shapir, I understand that that's not included in his neder. He made a neder, he's not going to eat grain. And these small pieces are not included, the nafku luhu v'tayres dagon, because now that they were cut up so finely, so now it doesn't have a shame grain anymore. It's like if you take wheat, you make it into flour, now it's flour, you don't call it wheat anymore. So too over here, once you cut it into such small pieces, it's not called grain anymore. So that would make a lot of sense. But if you say that chilka just refers to regular spelt, so dagan malyuhu, so that's a regular piece of grain. So why is the person who made a neder that he's not going to eat grain? Why is he allowed to eat kunta? Why is he allowed to eat chilka? So says the Gemara, kasha, that would be a kasha on the second sheet that we mentioned. The Gemara does not tell us the teretz to this kasha. Ravuna sharaluhu lahanu kruf, this is new Gemara now. Ravuna sharaluhu lahanu kurfiasa. Ravuna allowed the spice sellers lemeza lezabune ki urchayu b'shuka to sell their stuff on cholamayid, to sell their spices on cholamayid in the shuk, even like normal in mamish in public, everything like normal. Keep the door open like regular. Have the store open mamish like any other random Tuesday. Now ask the Gemara Eisvei Rav Kahanon. Rav Kahane asked from a braisa. The braisa says, chanus psucha listiv, lastav. If you have a store that's open to a semi-public walkway, it's not mamashur, it's a rabbim, but it's a semi-public. So the halacha is that you're allowed to keep the store open a chol hamayit to sell things at tzarach hamayit, but peseach v'nayel kedarka, and you can peseach v'nayel kedarka, and you can even leave the store door completely open because it's not open to where it's just a rabbit. There's not that many people that will see, so therefore you can leave the store door open like normal. However, psucha l'rusha sarabim. However, if the store opens up to a rusha sarabim, and people might suspect you of selling shalol l'tzarach hamayid, so paisei achachas v'nayil achas, you keep one door open and you keep one door closed. This way you do a shinoi so that people understand that you're only selling l'tzarach hamayid. You show that you're making a shinoi to show that you understand that you're only allowed to sell l'tzarach hamayid, and this way people won't suspect it. The erev yamtu v'acharin shalchag. However, when it comes to erev Shmini Atzeres, when it comes to Hishan Rambo, so Erev Shmini Atzeres, so Maitzu Ma'ati Rashayke Ya'ir Beperes, Beshuke Ya'ir Beperes. So then you can mamash go out and decorate the whole city with your peres that you're selling, Beshil Kavod Yamtiv Va'achrin, because of Kavod Yamtiv Va'achrin. Because now already you're selling it L'tzarech Yamtiv, not just L'tzarech Hamayit, it's even L'Kavod Yamtiv. So I'll Kavod Yamtiv, so the Chazal gave a heter to then sell them publicly. So what do you see from the Braisa? So that's the end of the Braisa. So what do you see from the Braisa? You see from the Braisa, Mibnei Kavod Yamtiv V'Acharin In, Shalai Mibnei Kavod Yamtiv Lai, that the only heter to be open like normal was because of Kavod Yamtiv. But if you're not dealing with Kavod Yamtiv, so then you don't have such a heter. And if so, so how did Ravuna allow the spice sellers to sell their spices like normal on Chalamayit? So says the Gemara, like Kasha, Habe Peri, Habe Tavlin. The Braisa that you mentioned that you're only allowed to do it, Letzarech Kavod Yamtiv, that's talking about selling fruit. When you sell fruit, fruits stay fresh for a very long time, and therefore when people see that you're selling it to people in large amounts, they're going to say, oh yeah, he's buying it Shalol Letzarech Hamayi, and you, the store owner, you're selling it Shalol Letzarech Hamayi, which is obviously Aser. So that's why by Peris, we have these halachas that you have to do it privately, one door open, one door closed, except for Erev Yamtiv. That's when it comes to fruit. However, when it comes to spices, and Rashi really explains in the Miyuchas L'Rashi that we're discussing fresh spices, so fresh spices don't last very long. And therefore, if someone sees you buying fresh spices, they see you selling fresh spices on Chol HaMoed, they don't suspect a thing, because spices don't last that long, and obviously the one who's buying it is buying it for that day, he's buying L'tzarech HaMoed, and therefore you could even open a store normally. And that's why Rav Huna allowed the Krufyasa, the spice sellers, he allowed them to open their store normally. It's a special heter by spices, because it's nikkur that it's L'tzarech HaMoed, and therefore you don't have to make any sort of shinoi.